Fighter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav. Picking up on the top of Mem Vav, about 6 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. Ishtodin. A man is... See, there's a big discussion over here. I always thought it was an object is hung and a person is hanged. I'll go back and forth. Anyway, a man is hanged, and the way it's done is it faces the people, and the woman is done by the gallows. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum say only a man and not a woman at all. My time, Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Number Kirk was says, Vesalisa Oso, that you hang a him. Oso Velosa, Pasha Drasha, him and not her. Rabbi Eliezer, whatever Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, Amelcha, hi Oso, the Tlia, Nami Oso, Beloksusa, Oshminan, Velomute Isha. It's just coming to be my Tuxus and not the woman. So, Oso, Beloksuso. That's what it means coming to do. Rabbanan, Chachami, what are they going to do? And Echnami, Echnami, it's what it means to say. Ela, Amr Kra, but the Pasuk says, Vechi, Yebe, Ish, when a man is a chait, a man and not a woman, and therefore only a man is going to be hanged and not a woman. What does he do? Because he says also a woman. He's facing the gallows. That's coming to be might have been Saramor that he is not hanged. Says Rashi, Dafagav the Beskila Asa Krala Meute, even though he's done with Skila, and the ones who get Skila afterwards are hanged, as we're going to see later on next Mishnah. Asa Krala Meute, it's coming to be might have been Siv Ish Ben Uben Saramore. Lo havi, I'm sorry, it says Ish Ben Saralavi Ish, the Im Haya Roy Laholid, Loyanidon Dirsib Ben. So only a man and not that person. Vatanya. Frankly, Gemara, but we learned in a Braisa, not like that. Ben Saramara, Niskal, Vinitle. Divir Rabbi Eliezer, Zagad Rabbi Eliezer, that he is hanged. So what you talking about? So that's Rabbi Eliezer himself says that you do hang the Ben Saramara. Ella, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Amar of Nachon Yitzchak, the Rabbis Ben Saramara. It's coming actually to include a Ben Saramara. My time, what's Pshat? Amar Kapask says, Vichi Yiye Beish Chait. If a man did a sin, Ish V'loben, a man, and not a boy. Chait, Mishal Cheto. Nerug, a sin, someone who died because of a sin, Yatsa ben Saramur, shal shum sofo, Nerug, excluding the ben Saramur who dies because of the future, nothing that he did yet. The wayward son is something that we see his behaviors leading towards something he's going to end up murdering or whatever it is. Therefore, he's killed, but it's not for his sin now. Have a miyat achamiyat, this ends up being an exclusion after an exclusion, double exclusion in a row. Ve miyat achamiyat, el the rabos, and miyat is only coming to include, therefore, including ben Saramur. Says Rashi, ben Saramur, lo chait. Because the time of Pergamon Sora Mora, Vichim Yemnesha, Achal Zeh, Tar Tamar Basar, Vishosa Chatsi Lugai, and he had a ton of meat and wine. Armor Tor Yisukkah, should be so, he should get skila. Eli Agia Tor, the Sof Daito, Sofo Migmar Nichse, Aviv Mavakesh Limudo, Veino Motzi. Eventually he's going to end up using all his parents' money, and he's going to want more. Veino Motzi, Vaomid Vaparsa Drachim, Melasa Tabios, he's going to steal from people, and he's going to end up killing someone. And therefore, they are now included in it and not excluded. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Lahan, Rabbi Eliezer, Elo Shimon Meshach, Lez Dotolin Notchim. Rabbi Eliezer said that Shimon Meshach, didn't he go hang women in Ashkelon? They said that he had 80 women, but you can't judge even two on the same day, and therefore it's an exceptional case. Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu Ella Bishtei Misos. What do we learn when we talk about you can't dan two cases on the same day? It's talking about two different misos. Av misa achas dan. If it's one misa, you can. Rashi says the time of mishum the lo efshele yuni b'tarvayu. You can't dar. You can't really get into the depths of both of them. But if it's the same type of din, then you can. I frankly more of a hamayis the mishum mishatoch the misa achas havei. It was one misa. V'kam relay de ain danin. And we said you don't dan in such a case. Ella iet marachid. This is what we mean to say. Lo shanel the misa achas ke ain shtei misos. When do we say they don't do it? If it's one misa, if it's misa achas, which are like two misas. Rashi says, "Kigon shtei averus, shein domos vehein misa achas." Kigon Shabbos odazar. It's two things that two averus that are not similar to each other, but their misa is one misa. For example, Shabbos and avodazara that v'kolshkein shtei misas mamish. Like these are two things that they both of them get skila, but for different reasons. Therefore, those can be done on the same day, and kolshkein if it would be two different ones. If it were two different misas. Vehechi dami, says Gemara, kigon, shtei averos, two averos, aval misa aval, but misa achas, or viachas, if it's one misa, one avera, Rashi says kigon, shtei b'chil Shabbos, shtei b'nai murasa, then danin. Ushmanim nashim, lava vera achas, the 80 women were not one. Deika b'ov, veika b'yidoni, there were two different, there were all different types of kishav that were going on. Ve, Right, so in the case of Mishachas of Yachas, then Tanum Yardan, right, even on the same day. We can't judge two on one day, right? You can't judge two cases, even if it's a noif and an oefes. Rashi says the misa of avera achas, one misa and one avera. Oh, so it's a kashim what we just said. And for the Gemara, Tigran Rav Chista Bas Koin Ubola, we're dealing with the case of a Bas Koin who she gets sreifa, Ubola who gets chenek. So it ends up being two different things. Rashi says Tigran Rav Chista Lahad Rav Ada that the Bas Koin Aruso Nesua Ubola the Hebe sreifa Ubola Nidon Kishar Ubola Bas Yisrael the Ubola Aruso Beskila. Baal Nesua, right, if it's engaged, then it's a skila, and if it's married, then it's a chenek. Right, if it's a suah, then it's with chenek. Dichsev, he ba'esh tisarif. Dichsev, he ba'esh tisarif, he v'lo ba'ala. He v'lo zomameh. So that's one case, one of you saying, it's either Rav Chisim Bas Koin ba'ala, or Bas Koin v'zomameh zomameh, those who come to be zomifying. Rashi explains the case, the extended case. It's the witnesses who zomify her zomamim edim and ended up being again that they're going to get what they're going to supposed to get either skila or chenek and she's getting sreifa, so therefore it's two separate kin in yon over there. So as the Gemara Tanya went to the Bais here, but the Yisrael Yaakov Amir Shamati Ayer it's a Beizin Makin Va'onshin Shalom in the Torah that Beizin give malchus and they kill even things that are not in the Torah itself. Rashi says Beizin Mutarin Lios Makin Malchus Va'onshin Ones Shalmisa Shalom in the Torah things that are not in the Torah Velo Lavor. Shamati Shabizin Makin Ronshin Shalom in the Torah. Velo La'avor al Divrei Torah. And it's not only to be going against the Torah, it's just a kavana isn't to go against the Torah. She is Kavnu La'avor al Divrei Torah, Lavud Milibom, Chiyov Miso, L'Sheinu Chayev, Ella Mipne, Tzarchav Shah. I'll look at the answer then. Back in the Mirror, Velovad al Divrei Torah, Ella Kadei, Lasu Seal the Torah, to make a fence for the Torah. Makes us more get this, as Rashi. There was this guy during the dams of the Yavanim, and he rode on a horse on Shabbos. And what did they do? They view the Bezin and Skolu, and they brought him to Bezin, and they gave him Skila. Lo b'pnei sheroy l'kach, not because he was actually chayiv in Skila, because it's a shvus ba'alma whom he derabana. It's a derabana, and you may come to rip a branch. Elish hashah tzvicha l'kach. The time is what it was called for because of the time. Rashi says b'pnei shayu prutzim ba'averos shayu roin lochtzan shel Yisrael. It was the time that they were breaking down mitzvos because they were putting pressure on Yisrael. The Yavanim him goes in Malayim Gezeros for your mitzvos bezuyos by name, and mitzvos were losing their credit over there, so they had to put a stop to that. Shub Ma'ase another story time. But other mechad shehitiach as ish to tachas adena. There's a guy who Rashi says shehitiach means baal tachas adena, his own wife under the fig tree. Rashi says makom galoy is like an open area. They view if they bezin vilku and they brought him from the bezin and they gave him malchus. Not because he was royal fitting to get malchus such a thing. Elish hashal. Because that was at the time was called for it. You don't behave in such a way. Zok the halig mishnah kaitz atolins. How they go out and how they do the hanging? Mishakin is a kar ba'aretz. What they did is they took the mashikin. Rashi says is that noatin. They would stick it into the ground. This piece of wood and of eight yotzin. There a piece of wood that was coming off of it. Right now it looked like a letter resh. Rashi says mimena kamin yosid like a peg who enough of yotzei minakora samach. Larosha. So it looks like these gallows. This is a person who was already dead. They would go out and they would put one hand, you know, they tie their hands one over the other. Says Rashi that Samech lo zu etzo zu kimo shalom in a mukav samech kimo fine. Masal son of Kira. They put next to each other. Vatolo son. Then we go there and hang him over there. Rashi says beyonder from his hands. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that a korum, okay, that's one answer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, no, a korum mutel, a kosel, it's leaned against the wall. It's not like put into the ground. Rashi says, lo haisa, mu'utzabar, it's like stuck into the ground like the first shita. Ela rosha echad ala aretz, rosha echad samach ala kosel. It's like, it ain't leaning on the wall. But also, kedar she tabachim, something like the butchers do when they would hang up their meat. Then afterwards, when they go there and hang him up, this is after he's stoned, he's dead. They tie him up there, and then they take him down immediately. And if he stays overnight there, then they're over alosa say shenema, as the pasuk says, lo sa le nivla saleit. You can't leave it over the night. Ki kavar tikmarenu, ki kavar tikmarenu. You have to go and you make sure that you bury him. You know, it's got to be done right away. Ki kilas alukim taloi. It is a curse of Hashem if you keep them hanging over there, even the hanging itself. Because people are going to see it, they're going to say, why is the person hanging? Because they cursed the Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is going to be desecrated. They're going to remember, oh, this guy cursed Hashem. Rabbi Meir, Zog the Heilig Rabbi Meir, B'shah Sha'adim Mitzta'er. When a person has pain that comes on him because of his sin, Shechina mal lashon meres. What is the Shechina saying? Rashi says, "Beiz lashon he kovelus misnodedes mitnodedes halav." Like, what is the Shechina saying? How is he expressing his own pain? Because Baruch Hu's pain during that time. Answer is kalani meroshi kalani mizroi. It's like a Kosh Baruch Hu is saying the lashon of I am. I am, Rashi says, Be'ez Allah, and he, Kobela, Kalani Miroshi, Kemosha Adam, she Yogav, if he's tired, Omer, Roshi covered, my head is heavy, a lie on me, Vizrael covered, my arms are heavy on me, Vahainu Kililas, Kalis, Ani, Ani Kal, like saying, I am not light. And I think we're going to explain soon. Kal Ani is a Lashon of, that's Kililas, kal leis. There is no light. I am heavy on my head, heavy on my arm. Im kein amakom mitzdar al damin shel rishayim shenishbach kal v'chayim adamin shel tzaddikim. If this is how the Kosh Baruch Hu feels about someone who's guilty and he ends up getting punished for it, how much more so does the Kosh Baruch Hu feel when someone who's righteous gets for the blood of the righteous? V'lozu b'zavadom. And not only did they say this, amela kola melin es mesa over belosa say. Anyone who leaves over their dead also is over the sister. Like anyone, not even this person who was killed, but rather any person who doesn't bury the dead right away, this is over an Isser. Helinahu lechvodo, but if he doesn't for the honor of the actual nifter, that is lavi lo arum dechrichem. You want to bring him a casket or burial shrouds in over alav, then you're not over the isser for leaving over. V'loyu kovin osal b'kivus revasah, but they wouldn't bury him where his family plot was. Rashi says if you shein kovin rasha itzal tzadik, kachol first lavik mores we're going to spend in daf mem zayin. Ela shtei batei kvaros hayu mitzukanim lebezin. Bezin is two batei kvaros. Rashi says b'gemara mafarish. Taima dalochal mishimisina shnayim v'la'arba. It's lochal mishimisina. I have two and not four, because right? There's four misos, right? Achas nayrogin v'nechnokin. Two are for those that the harogin is from saya, from being their head chopped off, from being strangled. V'achas in the skull of the sofel, one being skila stoned, and another being burnt. Right, so the one for those. Nisak elabase. Once the meat gets all deteriorated. Then Rashi says, "Kfar neschaper b'misasa ubizyono melakten esatzamas akovin nekivas avasav." Then they go and they're moving back to the Gemara. Sakal abasa melakten esatzamas agayru lapa kovin esovim kovin. They bury by the family plot. Barakovin bar mishalom mishalom adayanim mishalom aidim. And the kovin the relatives come. They ask, "Shalom aleichem." Like, how's everybody doing? The judges and the witnesses. Kolam shein belibeinu aleichem. We have no tainas in you for what you did over here. Shadin emes dantem. You done the good din over here. The truthful judgment. Beep turn the beitzman from the base. V'loyim is ablam. And also they don't have Avela, says Rashi. Well, first let's finish the line. Those are Avelas. Aval Onin, but they're in a state of Onin, of grief, of grief. Shein Anina Sel Beliv, because that's something which is in the heart. It's not public. Says Rashi. V'lo Yimisavlo Maleim Kedishte Bizyonen Kapar Lehen. It's a Bizyon that this person doesn't have people sitting Shiva for them. That is a Kapar for them. Onin and Bavad, they only feel grief. The Ein Lezek covered Larog Vein Kaparasa Nimna Bekach Shein Anina Sel Beliv Bavad. That's only in the heart, and therefore that's not going to affect this person's Kapar. And that is something which is okay and which is done. Tana Rabbanan, Ilan Emer Chet V'Talisa. If the pasuk would have said Chet V'Talisa, he sinned, and you know that would happen to you when you hang him. The actual pasuk says V'Chiya Be'Ish Chet Mishpat Mavis. If he should, you know, be killed, V'Humas, and he's killed V'Talisa Saleitz, and then you go and you hang him. Right, but over here it says Ilan Emerchet Vatalisa just said a sin and hang him. Hey, tolan osav yachach when you send osav. First you hang him, and then you go ahead, and then you kill him. That's what I would have thought. Keder Shah Malchus also just like the Goyim do. Tana Lomer for the Pesukim for whom osav tolan. So first he's die, he's killed, then you hang him. Mister osav, first you kill him, veachach tolan osav, then you hang him. Okay, sad. How do they do this? Masha osav samach l'shkias achama. They would wait until shkias achama, until it's going to be shkia. Rashi says as gemar dino before never do the gemar. Din is going to be guilty. V'ein tolan oso shachris shema yisrashlu b'kvuraso. They don't do it in shachris because maybe they're going to be weakened. You know, they're going to get to the kvur right away. V'over the shicha they're going to forget. Elasam l'chushkias achama k'day shikvuru miyad. So they bury him immediately. So what happens? They wait until it's some l'chushkias achama, and then the gomis adin they do gemar din v'duma misa so they kill him v'achik tolan oso. Echad kosher, echad matir. Then they go and they hang him up. One ties him up, and then the other one takes him down immediately. Rashi says, "Klomer ain't shahus vein time." There's no time in between the two. Kedil kaim mitzvah taliyah. You give him a kind of mitzvah taliyah, and then you're done with it. Tanu rabbanan. Eight. The pasuk says when it's talking about the gallows, it says the word eight. Shomei ani bein betalos bein mechubar. Okay, that could be either it's connected or it's not connected. Talmud lomer ki kavur. Then it says it's got to be buried. Rashi says me ribuya mashmalei daaf eitz by kvura. Even the eitz is kvura. So misha enu mechusar el kvura. It's got to be something that's lacking only kvura. Yotzezesh mechusar ketitza kvura. So you can't bring a tree that's mechubar. Rashi says mechubish mechusar ketitza. Avol no, it's miave. Right. It's got it's mechusar. You know, ketitza kvura. So therefore, can only put into the ground. And that's excluding this one that it needs to be pulled out and kvura size. Right? The machlokas says, do you stick it into the ground or do you let it, or do you hang it against the wall or do you put it against the wall? Tanakama says, you stick it into the ground and that's not lacking. The only thing that's lacking is ktsitsa if it would be machuber. But here it's not machuber, it's not a problem. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's got to be, only thing that could be missing is if they have kvura. Yosim is close to talisha kvura, therefore you just hang it against the wall. For a bottom wall, they say, pulling it out of the ground, that's not considered anything. That's just inkan chisaron maisa. It's not called a lacking of a maisa. Next part, we said, people are going to walk by and say, why is this person hanging over here? Oh, yeah, because he cursed Hashem. I'll tell you a little mashal to explain what this is like. What's it considered compared to? You have two twins that are living in one city. Rashi says, af adam also b'diyukno shel makom. So to a person that's similar to, you know, it's like the tzelma lokin. So these two people, they look like each other. Echad minu, melech, one of them ends up being the king. Echad also listius, now went out to be a robber. Tziva melech utlu, the king commanded that this person be hanged, his brother. Kolaro so omer, anyone who goes and sees him, say, melech, tell you, the king is hanging. Tziva melech, what we do, therefore the king said, take him down right away. And that's the busha for him to see such a thing. And that's us also that we are created. It's Elam Elokim. Therefore, it's a, you don't get him up, but take him there right away. I'm a Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, by the time a person is feeling pain, the Shechina, what does it say? Kalani Meiroshi, I'm back in the Mishnah. Kalani Meiroshi, Kalani Meirzori, like I'm not light from this, I'm feeling heavy. Says, my mashma, how do you see that this word means that? I'm a Rabbi, command, I'm a Kal Lace. Like I'm saying, I am not light. I'm really Rava, Im Kane. Kaved alai roshi, kaved alai zomi balei. He should have said that my head is heavy, my arm is heavy. Why are you saying this weird thing of my head is not light? What are you saying over here? Alamaravi says, Kamandamar, kill li alma. It's like somebody who says, the world is too light for me. Says Rashi, that is mechane ve'ena rotz laskir kvedis vatsvo. It's a type of nick, you know, like a shtick speaking. It's not real, it's a euphemism. Really, you're saying it's too heavy. Right, when it's saying it's too light, it means it's saying it's too heavy. So it's more behind me by Lila Gufe. Right? We need the word kilolas for it itself, for the pasuk itself, that's saying that the, if you remember we learned earlier in Daf Mem, a curse, someone who curses and someone who's guilty of something similar to that gets hanged. Right? So that's what we need it for. So MK, Nimakra, Mikalal, my kilolas, right? So the word kilolas. Right, so it's coming to tell you that the pain he's feeling. Ve'ema kule lahachi udasa. Maybe we say that the entire word is coming to teach us this idea that kilolas is saying only that the shechina feels pain. And it's not teaching about, you know, which type of punishments get hanged. M.K. Nimakar kilas. My kilolas. Let us just say the word kilas. Why is it saying kilolas? Shmami natarti. We'll learn out both of these principles. So look at the next part of the Mishnah. Velozu bilvad, not only in reference to the person who's hanged, but anyone who leaves over any of their relatives overnight, they don't bear him right away, is over a lav. Somebody leaves over his mace that he's over lo sasei. Talmud lomer ki kover tik berenu. The fact that it's doubled up in this lashon, tik berenu. Mikan lemeilin as meiso shover below sasei. We hear someone who leaves it over, it's over the sasei. Ikadarim. Some say it was learned that said differently. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do we have a hint that Adam is chai of likbor is meso in the Torah? Talmud lomer ki kover tik berenu. Even though it's talking about somebody gets stoned and hanged, etc., still remez mikan remez the kavur in the Torah. There's a remez to it in the Torah. Amar le shvor malka Reb Chama. Shvor malka was a non-Jewish king, and he said to Reb Chama, kavur in the Torah 9. How do we know that kavur is in the Torah? Where do we learn from? Ishtik v'lomar le v'lomidi. He was quiet. He didn't respond to him at all. He didn't say anything. Amar Reb Acha bar Yaakov. Oy imsar alma bidot tipshoi. The world is given over to fools. You should have answered ki kavur, because it says in the pasuk that you shall bury. So, Delavid Le Aaron, and for the Gemara, that's not a riot, because maybe it just means to make him an Aaron. Rashi says, well, Kvura, so Aretz, Lo Mishtai Le Mine, Lahachi Lo Amr Le Mine, Lahai. I didn't answer for that, because it's Kvura, so Aretz. Tik Berenu, and in fact, that there's a double Hashem, Tik Berenu, Lo Mashmalei. He's a guy, he doesn't hold up these things. Rashi says, Mashani Lo Mashmalei, La'akum Le Mehavi Darshe, Drasha Mirburi. He's not going to understand this thing of Drashas. So, Venema Minti Ufru, Sadiqi, why don't you say it from the fact that Sadiqim were buried? It says, Rashi Avin Sikh Yaakov. He says, nah, I'll just stay back. Minhagba Alma, there was just a minigolem to do such a thing. It's not a ra, you have to. With the Kavri Melkavish Bokhu to Moshe. What about the fact that Akshkosh Bokhu buried Moshe? Alma says, Rashi, Alma died to a schema. He was masking to this. He says, Gemara, no, the Lulish Tana Minhagba, there's not to change from what the minig is. That's just the minigamakam. So they didn't want to change Moshe for the minigamakam. So again, you don't have a raya. Toshima, let's find a place. This is the pasuk in Malachim. V'saptu lo kol yisrael v'kavru. So this is talking about, says Rashi, Ba'avia ben Yeravim, Yeravim's son Avia. Ksiv, V'achia shiloni, nisnavda alavi, David Nevuanim, Dover ze l'shevach, Yan ki nimsa bo Dover tov, because something good found in him. Shebita pardeso, shehoshivav, he was mevata, that was his father set up. Therefore, he is his evil father set up. Therefore, he's going to be buried. So we see this burial. It says Gemara, no, not a riot, because maybe the lo l'shtani minhag, again, it's not to go against the minhag. Lo yisaptu, what about Nirmio? It says, lo yisaptu, lo yikaberu, l'domen, apnea adam. Yehiyu says Rashi be Rishoyim Ksiv when we delight who is by Rishoyim they're cursing them. Hachi Shmamina Kfura Mishmaya Eskimola must be that Kfura they were maskim in Shemayim. Right, the pasuk says they're going to die terrible death. They're not going to be eulogized. They're buried. They're going to be the excrement on the face of the earth. And so you see clearly not being buried is a curse. Because who wants it? Says Gemara again the Lishtanim in Melga. This is to be different from the custom from the Megas Nadaraya. Ibailo frag the Gemara. Kfur mishum bizyonahu, mishum kaparahu. Is the reason why we bury some because of a bizayon or as a kapara? Says Rashi, shalo yisbazel ayin kosher u meis v'nirka v'nikva nifka. So don't just see it becoming rotten and falling apart. Or because of a kapara. Says Rashi, ki echi tetavi the kapara. Behatmanazu shemoridinu aspinal so betachtios that they're lowering and putting them in the lowest parts in the ground, right? So maybe that's a kabar form. The man after what's an afkamina. The amar lo beina the likberu lahu gaver. Let's say a person says that he doesn't want to be buried. He says I don't want to be buried after the case of the fact. Iamar to mishum bizona. If you want to say it's bizona, lo kol kamine. He can't go ahead and refuse, especially the bizayon who lekrov. It's a bizayon for the family. V'yamad mishum kaparu. If he says it's because of kapara, then ha'amar lo bina kapara. A person could say, I don't want kapara. Says Rashi, v'yinami kirilei lo mischaper. Right? He says, I don't want it, and therefore, don't bury him. My. So what is the din? Everything Gemara tells him, wa-wa-wa-wa-wa, zog the Gemara. Mi de ikvor tzadike. Let's bring it right from the fact that tzadikim were buried. V'yamadim kapara, everyone says, because of kapara, tzadikim. See, kapara tzvichei, what do you think? They need kapara? They don't need kapara. This is going, no, not true. In, they do need kapara. D'chsev, adam ein tzadik baretz, she'eh tov lechta. There's no person in this world that, you know, says in Kohelet, said, that doesn't do a sin. So obviously they need a kapara. So you don't have a knocked off of the rat. Toshima, let's try again. V'saptu lo ko yisov v'kavri oso, but avia, again, the son of Yeravam, the pasuk says, and all of Yisrael will eulogize him and bury him. If you want to say this burial is in order to give him a kapara, the mob is Achir, the only one of Yeravam's. Yeravam, right? Yeah, Yeravam. Why was he the only one that he got buried? Hanach Nami, like, but let the other ones also kichetavid the kapara, so it should be a kapara for them. And for the Gemara, so must be Zafir Kabar. And so right now, Hai, the Tzadik, who did have the Kabar? Maybe him as a Tzadik, he's one of the Kabar. But they were Rishayim, so if we don't give them the chance to get Kabar. Tashma, let's try again. Lo Yisabtav, Lo Yikaveru, but the Rishayim, we saw in Yirmiyahu, it says, what happened? They shall not be eulogized or be buried. If it's a kapara, then why shouldn't they have been buried? Don't have the kapara. If the kapara's not a rag, because there shouldn't be a kapara for them because they were so bad. Ibarlo frag da gemara. Hespedia kara de chaye have is a eulogy for the honor of those that are chaye, or the ones that are alive, and other ones, the relatives. Is that who it's for? Yikara de shakfeava. Or is it for the honor of the person who's passed away? Lamanafka, who cares? Tamalo Tispadu Lahu Gavra. This person says, I don't want any aspedim. Inamilo Fuke Miyoshin. Or whether we can get money from the Yorshim in order to hire someone who's a professional maspiter. Says Rashi, Al Karchan Schar Spadim, Iyaka de Shachve Kiyomar Lotispadino Taisin Lei, Vilo Amar of Amri Yorshin Lo Nichalon Kafina, we force them. Right? So basically, let's try to figure this out. Avram came along and eulogized Sarah and you cried for her. If you want to say it's for the living, for the honor of Avram Avinu, we're gonna delay the burial of Sarah, says Rashi, Achaba Avram Ibeis Akedas Yitzchak. Right? Remember, he went to Akedas Yitzchak and you die in the meantime. So you have to wait till he comes back. I mean, the Chseva Yava Avram Michal, that he shaita lo Avahosim, he wasn't there. So it must be, it's for the honor of the dead. And for the Gemara, no, Sarah Gufi Nichala, Sarah would have wanted that she'd be delayed. Kechad Meyachar Avram said Avram should get honor through her, so therefore there's no Rai over here. Tashima, let's try again. When? Avia again, the son of Yeravam, and all of you, Yisrael, will eulogize him and bury him. If you want to sit for the honor of those that are alive, Hanach ben Yakar, what the relatives of Avia, they should get honor? They're all Rishayim, so of course it shouldn't, therefore it must be for the person who's dead. Says Rashi, B'tamiya, V'alo, Kol Beis Yeravam, and Osayim Rishayim Ayu. So it makes sense. And for the Gemara, no, Nichalu, it's Sadikaya, B'makar, B'huinche. It's Nicha, it's pleasant for the righteous, that the other people get honor through them. So Tashma, let's try again. Lo yisabtav lo yikaveru. By the Rishayim, this again, it says of Anatot, which is brought down again by Seven Yirmiyo, so they will not be eulogized and not be buried. Now, if it's meant to give honor to the dead people, so we understand that this was not given. But if it's for the living, then why didn't it happen? It's supposed to be it's for the dead people. And for the Gemara, lo nichla tzedikaya ledemiakri birushiaya. It's not pleasant for the righteous people to get honor through the praise of the wicked. So therefore, the eulogies of the dead over there would not really have been good for the people that are alive. Not a raya. Toshma, let's try again. Toshima Bishalom Tomus. Well, this is talking about Yirmiyahu Tzidkiyahu. There was a Nevuah to Tzidkiyahu that Bavel was going to be conquered. I'm sorry, Bavel was conquering Yehuda, and there was some sort of kapar nechametim. They should just know that you're not going to die through this thing. You'll die a regular death, and you're going to have. You're going to be eulogized and all that jazz. Right? It says Rashi Litzitkiyo Namar that it says Bishalom Tamus, you're going to die in peace. Ube Misrifos Avosecha Malacha Marishonim Ashahayu Lefanecha Kain Yisufalach V'hayadon Yispedulach. And just like the stuff of kings are before you, they end up getting burned. So too yours will be getting burned also, and they're going to have a eulogy for you. If you want to say that it's the honor for those that are alive, Manafka Lemine. What difference does it make that Sitkiyo? When that he's going to get a eulogy. He's saying some sort of comfort to him that he's going to get it. Doesn't make any sense. This is what he's saying to him. Liyaku Bach Yisrael. The Yidden are going to get honor through you. Kihechi de Misyakri Ba'avasach. Just like they got honor through your forefathers, the Melachim that were there before you. Okay, but we're left with no answer yet. We're going to, God willing, continue with this next time. Until then, friends, we're going to stop off here and we'll show you all a great day.